I'm going to add it, me, Ronnie. I came to this program in 1994. Very angry, very confused. Confused at imaginary things that I thought happened and other things that I say you owe me. It was the group that saved my life. They accepted me the way I was when I came in. Those that know me, I was very, very, very angry. I had a beef with life on life's terms, everything. I say the group saved my life because they showed me how to deal with what was going on with me. And they always told me, just keep coming back. You understand? I don't care how crazy it seemed, Ronnie, just keep coming back. And I would always come in there and I always had an issue. Because once I stopped using, just all of a sudden I just went, I got to straighten this up. I've been knowing my sponsor for 21 years. He has never turned his back on me. He encourages me to keep going to meetings, get involved in your group, do what you're supposed to do, and when you have a problem, take it to the group. I understand now when they say the group can be my God. See, because all God do is listen. Work it out, Ronnie, but you better talk about it. You talk about it, man, until you see it getting better. Then you come back and tell them, you know what, man, I don't have this problem no more. My sponsor said, but you sharing the group helps somebody else in the group. Because if I come to a meeting and there ain't nobody getting better, as sick as I am, I'm going to stay stark raving mad. I was listening to Stan say, our GSR brings everything back, and we vote on everything. Now, he'll come back, he'll sit us down, and let us know, here's the report, this is what I got, this is what they want to do, and what y'all think about it, and he'll sit there and explain it to us. And sometimes it can get complicated. And we cut to the chase. Hey, man, what the hell are these people talking about? Just make it real simple. Keep it simple. Well, they want to do this, y'all, and this is what they want to do. And he always say, now the vote is on the floor. And they vote on it. We vote on it. And we send it on back. I would sit in that group, in that meeting, and I would watch. I learned secretary, the treasurer, the GSR. And I'm sitting there just looking, learning. And I'm saying, okay, this thing is organized. Because we had a structure. I go to a men's rally. It is structured. Ain't going to be getting off on the train and y'all stopping in the middle of coming in with all that. You want to change something. It don't work that way. Mm-hmm. Our business meeting, I'm here to tell you, is one of the baddest business meetings they are. Because it gets tight up in that joint. We all men. And we get tight. I mean, sometimes I think they want to fight. Matter of fact, sometimes we have to get in between them. But we say the Lord's Prayer, we calm down, and we start all over again. And we solve the problem. I didn't understand one time a friend of mine told me, I'm a well-informed member of Narcotics Anonymous. I remember looking at her like, ah, the hell you think you are? And I'm looking at her, right? She said, you just can't do what you want to do. This is the way it's set up. I said, yeah. I had a little dislike for her. I said, she don't know who she's dealing with. You know, I drop it on my sponsor. He say, man, leave it alone. Get involved. Understand what's going on. And you will get better. 21 years. And if it hadn't have been for the men's rap that I attend, I don't know where I'd be. The friends I made, them sharing their experiences, they always told me, Ronnie, if it don't pertain to you, hold on to it. Because somebody going to come in there and going to drop it. Because your turn coming. And I've had some turns. I've had some situations, and all I could do was draw on what I heard my other group members put out. Bottom line, we did not use. There's a good member always say, if you just don't use, everything gonna be all right. And I would always look at him and I say, what is he talking? I question a lot. I've grown spiritually through my group, because it surprised me, the ones that were spiritually connected. And I'm looking at these dope fiends, these bank robbers and shit, and I'm saying, hey, he talking about Jesus? What is he? What's with this? They say, keep coming back. Once you find out what you feel on the inside and notice it had changed, that's due to the help of the group. The group is the most important thing. You understand? My sponsor told me, get involved. Then I ended up being the chair of merchandise 1999. I said, I'll never do it again. Come right back. He said, man, you got to go in and help them people. Now I'm the vice chair at the next convention. And I learned. I made a lot of enemies. And I made a lot of friends. Because like you say, we're powerless over people. And it took me to go to my group to understand that. Ronnie, you can't change these people. You just got to keep doing what you're doing and keep the focus. Letting the newcomer see you take a hit verbally from the dude sitting on this side of the room, and they sitting there watching. I know you're going to fight him, boy. You're going to get him. And he see you calmly deal with the situation. Not that I ain't hot, but there's something on the inside, and I share that with my sponsor all the time. When I'm trying to get angry and go at it, it just don't work. That's an inside job. I've seen it done. So when it started happening to me, I didn't think it was something weird. I didn't think I had to go out to use to shake that feeling. I had to enjoy the feeling. And that's what I did. When things don't turn my way, I say, there's a change taking place. See? That's how important me going to my group and involving myself in there. So when I go out, I can show somebody I've changed. And it's important that I show people that I've changed. Because I was one that they see me coming. And they say, oh no. I was sharing with my sponsor. I said, man, I would go to a friend room and the people would say, don't even tell him nobody died. Because all he going to do is come in here and beg everybody. Lie to everybody. And they saw the change. My mother died when I had 5 years in this program. And she told me, whatever meetings you're going to, you keep going to them. But God answered my prayer. And I understood what she was saying, because she was praying for me. She wanted me clean. But she also knew I was a dope fiend at the diehard. My mother never knocked me. She said, boy, I'm going to take you to the hospital and I'm going to drop you off. She dropped me off at VA hospital, and I'm paratrooper, army. And I had a little suitcase and a little old man Flint suit on. It was, you know, that's all I had. And she turned around and she said, when you come out of the hospital, baby, I will be here to pick you up. I stayed in Vernada. They made us go to meetings every day. People would come in. The group had set up for people to bring us to meeting, AG9. That was a group. These people got together and they brought us meeting. I had no idea what they were doing. And I was just sitting there listening, still bitching. You understand? Trying to detox off of, I like crack, I like dope, I like liquor. And I also like to get them all at one time. That was my thing. Yeah, you know. So, and I was detoxing, I had no idea. And one of the brothers from H&I came in, and he looked at me. He said, come here, man. He said, it's going to be all right. He said, you're just going through some changes, man. He said, first of all, you're mad because you can't get high. I shot clean past my head. I never realized it. I said, what? He said, when you get out of here and you go to your meeting and get involved, somebody else going to tell you that. And it came out of my own mouth. I said, I'm mad as hell, man, because I can't shoot no dope. I said, I'm hot with this thing. I said, I can't even ride the bus and look out. And I look out the window, and everybody I thought was using dope. I had a problem shaking this thing. I went to my group and I told them, some of them gathered around me, some of them stayed the hell away, and I could understand that, because I was told Ronnie, what you're doing, you're turning people away from you. They ain't going to force this thing on you. You need people. And when I sit in that group and the brothers that I've gotten close to since I've been in that group, oh man, it's amazing. Because I was afraid to approach them. I would sit and watch them and would want to go and ask them, man, what y'all doing after the meeting? But that image, that pride, I take it to my sponsor. He said, man, you got to break that. You got to go ahead. He said, you're not here for you. When a young man walked through that door and you sitting in this meeting, that's what this group is about. Right. You got to sit there and let him know it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. In our meeting, we got a brother to hug you every time you come through the door. Mm-hmm. We got a brother to bring refreshments there every time. We pay for our meeting space every month. We don't play around with the money. We send money to the area. We contribute. But I'm watching my brothers do so much. And for an addict like me to see it work, I said, my God, I never realized. And I'm learning more every day. Every day. I go to other meetings. I shut my mouth. They have their group conscious. They do what they want to do. Either I participate in it or get up and leave. I can't change the status. Some say the Lord's Prayer. Some say the third step prayer. I just say, oh, I go to the meeting. I ain't got to pray, let them see me pray one way or the other. Mm-hmm. This is what you set up. I'll tell you something, a little joke here. Look at it. In my home group, we had a business meeting. Somebody brought up the idea, take your hat off when you pray. Or, that next Saturday, we was all in the meeting, everybody was sharing, and it was some good stuff going on. Until they say, this meeting's over with. Form up. And boy, half of them had their hats on. And somebody said, you better take your hat off. And that started. I ain't got to tell of a damn thing. When y'all make this decision? And the first thing somebody told me, if you come to the business meeting, damn it, you'll know. I said, all right. All right. My wife has told me a lot. You can't change nothing. If you wasn't there at the business meeting, don't come in after they took the vote. The groups decided that. We decided that was happening. I mean, I didn't like it. I really want to know why. You know. So I say, well, you know, I slipped mine off. And I'm looking around to make sure somebody else took their hat off. See, I'm talking about these groups. All groups are structured to take care of themselves. They'll set down their laws. We don't have you coming in there eating a lot of stuff and not knocking, you know, throwing it on the floor and all that. We don't tolerate that. Mm-hmm. We don't. You got to clean it up, pick it up, and put it away. We want to keep our spot. Our spot is in a hospital. They came to us with a dilemma. They say, your people ain't moving from in front of the door. Mm-hmm. Then we have another meeting. Mm-hmm. And we told them, okay, man, when this meeting over with, you got to move clear on the other side of the lot. Mm-hmm. What you mean? You better move. Because when the meeting is over with, members come outside and tell them, come on, man, y'all got to push it back. You got to push it back. I remember when I got here, people used to sell stuff out their car.
Yeah.
I came in with a hustle mentality. And I was looking at people taking stuff out their trunk. So I started taking stuff out my trunk. And they were saying it in the meeting. The people that run this facility say they're tired of seeing us out there on Saturdays like it's a flea market. Sponsor and a good friend came to me. He said, look here, man, you ain't hustling no more. You got to stop that. You're sending the wrong message. You're sending the wrong message to the newcomer. These dudes come to our meeting, man, and they come outside, you can buy anything from a car to a damn mink coat. That's how bad it was. You could get a suit, Gucci bag, Coach bag. They had it going on. And until my sponsor and friend pulled me up and said, Ronnie, you can't be a part of this. That's not the NA way. You know, but I want to say, well, hell, he making big money. Because, see, on some of them Saturdays, when I was selling what I had, Well, I was going home with $50, $60 in my pocket. I liked it, that. I said, now that's what it's about. He said, that's not what it's about. He said, that's the same thing that will send you out of here. You can't come in here with that mentality. You can't come in here and do what you did on the street. I said, well, I ain't using. He said, you're using it if you're out here selling stuff in front of this damn building. He said, there's a form of using. Everybody think you got to shoot up, snort up, smoke up. No, you check your behavior. Because that's the one that'll get you. That's the one that put me in a corner where I'm so mad and backed up that I'll use. I'm not beyond the point that I'll use. I got hurt feelings. Coming in, now I got feelings. Now I'm crying with you crying. It ain't got nothing to do with me, but I see you sad. I want to know what's going on. Compassionate. Wife said something to me about 3 weeks ago. Oh, I said about a month and a half ago. Hadn't it been for the group? I know she ain't in here. It hurt me. It really hurt me. And I didn't think it hurt me as bad as it did. And I went to a meeting, my group, and I let it out. And them brothers just sit there and they listen and they look. And I told them, I said, man, she don't know. I'll snap her damn neck. Hurt my feelings like that. Talk to me like that. But I've been married 37 years. I had to come in here to understand this. And you've been married 37 years. Now all of a sudden you hold it in now. You got feelings. Had them all the damn time. But now you done got in touch with your feelings. I love her to death. I'm so mad in the meeting. They say go to the meeting to kill her. Well, I did 20 to life on her ass in the meeting. You understand? And they just looked at me. They said, Ryan, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Just keep coming back. Now I'm home. I'm going home. Ain't got but one home. Don't want to go. But my disease tell me, if you don't go home, what you going to do? Oh, you going to ride around? You understand? You going to ride around till you figure God put that one in front of you? See, I know what it is to come in here and to be abstinent, to stay with one woman. Because my story was 4 or 5 women. But now I understand that. But I go home. I use the key in the door. I want to be hardcore. I say, well, I ain't going to say shit to her. So I walk in the house. I look at her. Walk on back to the kitchen to get me some juice or something. She said, come here. I want to talk to you. Now I'm ready. I say, if that motherfucker tried this shit again, we're going to do the NA thing up in here. And she sit me down and she told me. She said, I apologize for hurting your feelings. I got that song. I said, oh, be damn. She apologized. I was open enough to take that. And I held on to it. Then I realized for me, somebody else cared. Somebody else stepped up to the post and did something. Big girl stuff. You understand? Because I don't like apologizing. I try to stay away from you as long as I can. God bless my sponsor. Go hug him. I said, go hug him. Pray for him. What I've learned in the group. What I see my brothers talking about and going through. I got up one day and somebody said something and the brother in the group made me mad. We were talking about some stuff and I had to go up to another brother. I said, man, what the hell is he talking about? He said, Ronnie, that's just his stuff. You ain't got to take that. He said, I see you, man. He said, but he ain't talking about you, he's talking about himself. He said, because see, in the meeting, what happened, somebody will tell about what they're going through. And if you're real and you're open, you can put your finger on it. Damn, if he ain't talking about me. And they say, now you got to go hug him. I said, well, I'll get around to that. You know. And when I did see him, I walked up to him. And I wanted to say, look, man, let me tell you one thing. You know, but I didn't. Because of the structure of the group and the men that I have around me. Then I hurt a brother's feelings. I said, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. Well, you did. I said, man, this motherfucker done really flipped. He gonna yell and like he on and he gonna post it up in the meeting. I told my sponsor, he said, but look, go and apologize to him. Mm-hmm. Right now. I said, damn. I'm 60 something years old. You telling me what to do. Here he tell me go apologize. And I said, hey, I'm man up. I said, well, what if he react to it negative? He said, all you got to do is apologize. I said, well, you better not put his damn hands on me. I walk up to the brother and I say, I apologize if I hurt your feelings. And on top of that, that man told me, well, you did hurt my feelings. I said, okay, I apologize. And I walked away. I went and sit down and told my sponsor. He said, I heard what he said. He said, a lot of other brothers heard what he said. But you did what you're supposed to do. You apologize. Because there's a newcomer in here that don't believe that we have to apologize. Yeah. A newcomer will sit in here and say, when they see that chaos, they like it. Well, we have to do a set of structure.
Yeah. That's right.
We got to set the structure for the newcomer.
Right.
If we acting a fool, they come in here and say, hell, we can do the same shit. They ain't changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they selling stuff. I guess they slinging dope. You know. And if you sit in your group and you're meeting long enough, you hear them brothers confess, I sold dope clean. And I'm sitting there saying, did the police stop him? No, the police didn't stop him. It was an inside job. He was listening to somebody else talking about it. If you don't stop, you will go to jail. You will get shot. You will be in big trouble. Sooner or later, you just say, man, I can't sell no dope, man. I can't sell no dope. See? I didn't come in here selling dope. You give me some dope, I'm using it. Bottom line. I tell them, I don't sell nothing. Nothing. I use everything I put my hands on. But the group is the structure. It could send you right off into being in service, watching how to, at, I didn't know. I learned a lot. A brother told me, he said, look, man, he said, that money we take up every day, I mean, every Saturday we go to the meeting, he said, you got a right. You got a right to say, I want to see the books.
Yeah.
I said, what? He said, all you got to do is say you want to see the books. They got to show you the books. So I'm sitting up there one day, and two brothers were talking about where the money was going. So I eased over. I said, ask, see the books. They said, we want to see the book. There's a ledger.
Yeah.
There's an accounting, all money in and where it go. You understand? We throw a picnic. We all come together. We got money. You know? We pay the people that we have to do what they do for us. And when you want it, and at the next business meeting, they'll take it and say, so-and-so amount went this way. Such-and-such went this way. I learned that. There's structure here. Because everything we do is accounted for. We addicts. We can change something. But it's going to be a group thing. See, the group's got to come together and make the decision. See, once you get it and you give it to the GSR, all right, that next group got to stand behind that vote. They got to tell it. But there are a whole lot of meetings where I come from. A whole lot of recovery. And I want to thank you all for listening to me. And I'll share this. I didn't want to be here. But my sponsor, he was tired. And he told the young lady, he going to do this. I look at him. I say, man, shit don't get no better in 21 years, do it? You know? But I'm just saying, brothers and sisters, if you just stay open, get involved. You, if you can't go and get in the conventions and all that, get involved in your group. That's what's important, because the group is where the newcomer coming. And if they come in and see it all messed up, we have our business meeting early in the morning. Early. Because if a newcomer walk in that joint while we going through what we be going through, it be hot. My name is Ronnie, and I'm a great recovering addict, and I thank you.